Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a friend of mine, but nevertheless, the citizens have to be able to trust their government, and they have to trust that we're transparent, and they have to trust that we're doing things for the right reasons. And, people need to be held accountable.
Other city leaders in the past have said, hey, this is just the way business is done. Are there other members of the council or any colleagues in city government that you know of who took campaign contributions for votes?
Well, we've got to stop the attitude of this is the way it's done in the city of Dallas. I really believe it's less than more, but there are definitely colleagues. Griggs, Kingston, Medrano, they took money from Force Multiplier for their campaign contributions. And then we had votes right after that. Campaign contributions are a little bit more gray area about what you're allowed to take and not take than a straight-up bribe, but it is questionable. We all take them, and we take them from a lot of people that have business with the city. That's just reality. I feel like most people are trying to do the right thing by the city on both sides of that, and a lot of contributors want to have good council members and good governance. Some people feel like that gets them attention at City Hall. Most city council offices are fairly open, and if you make a phone call, you can get an appointment. You don't have to make a contribution to do that. Nevertheless, part of the system is having businesses give contributions to campaigns. We do have campaign limits, unlike the legislature, so the city council members, I think, have a $1,000 limit per cycle.
Is this specific incident going to undermine any of the efforts the city is making on any of its projects?
I hope this incident will further expose problems at City Hall and increase transparency so that we can have a more effective and more efficient streamlined system, so that people don't feel like a council member controls or owns their district. That's one of the real problems at City Hall is council members, myself included, you have a real passion for your district, but you're not necessarily the gatekeeper of everything that happens in your district, and you shouldn't be. We have a city manager form of government, and the city manager runs the city, and the council member should just be setting policy and not making individual decisions on people's business with the city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.